Welcome to this deep dive. Today, our mission is exploring insights from Data Novel to solve a headache. ERM, I think every procurement leader knows too well, which is value leaking after a purchase order is created.
Absolutely. It happens everywhere.
Right. You know the scenario. Someone creates a PO, the cash is committed, and only later do you realize that vital context, like a duplicate order or a better existing contract, well, it arrived entirely too late.
Yeah, exactly. The horse has bolted.
Spot on. Okay, let's unpack this. How do we actually intercept this leakage while a PO is still adjustable, but, you know, without breaking everyone's existing workflow?
Well, solving that is entirely about sequence. We are talking about intervening right after a PO is created. And crucially, this is after any of those standard on-screen recommendations might have already been passed over.
Because a busy buyer just clicks past them, right?
Yes, exactly. They just ignore them. But while the record remains adjustable, the system looks at the underlying data to detect a credible signal, say, overlapping delivery dates.
Oh, I see.
Then, automation emails the PO creator specific correction evidence directly. And what's fascinating here is that managers are copied only selectively under agreed high confidence rules. The buyer always keeps the final decision, and an action is never guaranteed.
Right, but putting on my practical procurement director hat, I have to push back a bit. Doesn't this just create email noise? I mean, it sounds a bit like getting a nagging pop-up asking if you are sure you want to book a flight when you intentionally book two seats for you and your spouse.
I completely understand that worry, but it avoids being noise because it relies on high confidence data. Let's look at an explicitly stated illustrative example. Imagine you have two call-offs, which are just drawdowns against a contract for the exact same insulation material.
Okay, with you so far.
Destined for the exact same site, but raised just 2 days apart. The system spots that specific metadata overlap. Instead of a blanket warning, a highly specific email just asks the PO creator if both call-offs are actually still needed.
Right, providing the evidence straight away. But here's where it gets really interesting. If a buyer does take action and cancels that duplicate insulation order, how do you prove it saved money?
That is the big question.
Because canceling a PO just creates a temporarily amended commitment on paper, you know? It doesn't necessarily mean finance sees that cash return.
Spot on, and that is a vital difference. An amended commitment is not a verified benefit. Data Novel observes subsequent changes in your systems to verify the actual financial or operational benefit against a valid baseline.
So making sure cash timing isn't double counted as purchase savings.
Exactly.
Yes, makes total sense. So what does this all mean for getting started? Because most of us are fairly skeptical about ERM, massive, effortless-sounding IT integrations.
Oh, quite right to be skeptical. The unmistakable next step is a scoped assessment. It is not an off-the-shelf fix promising first-week results.
No magic wands, then.
Exactly, no magic wands. The assessment determines data readiness, feasible signals, potential benefit, and implementation priorities. From there, implementation follows signal by signal, and it works entirely within your existing approved systems and compute alongside your team.
Right. Very pragmatic.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the assessment simply establishes what is truly possible for you.
It really makes you wonder what unrecognized behavioral patterns are currently hiding in your own purchasing data, just waiting for the right context to be uncovered.
Okay.
We invite you to discuss a scoped assessment to discover exactly which signal deserves priority in your organization.